This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Inflation in Colorado was higher this past year than in the U.S. as a whole. Costs here rose 4.5% versus 3.1% nationally. The state's high housing prices are part of that disparity. However, Colorado's wage growth managed to outpace inflation in 2023, according to an update from state economists. That's a change from the situation last year. Despite higher wages, though, economists warn that Colorado household savings rates have fallen below the historical average. Economist Emily Dorman.
So that's an indication that households may be a little bit overextended in the amount of spending they're doing.
State economists predict the low personal savings rate will likely lead to lower consumer spending in the new year. The state has settled with Metro-based Wyatt Towing Company for $1 million following a months-long investigation that found numerous violations of state law. Attorney General Phil Weiser concluded the company towed thousands of cars without authority, charged illegal fees, and used deceptive and unfair business practices. The company will no longer collect more than $200,000 in fees owed by consumers. It will also pay the state more than $750,000, some of which will go back to vehicle owners. And more than 600,000 people are expected to travel through Denver International Airport over the holiday weekend. That's up 8% from last year's traffic levels and an all-time record for Christmas. The airport says the busiest days will be today and the day after Christmas. Airport officials say travelers should get to the airport as early as possible and expect long security lines. And this is CPR News and KRCC.